Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you might not be aware, but throughout the midweek Lenten services, there was catechesis going on that dealt with a more concentrated look at a document created by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther called Christian Questions with Their Answers. A document created to prepare individuals to receive the sacrament of the altar. As you just heard from the epistle, self-examination is quite important. This evening, the concentration is focused on questions 17 and 18, and those questions are located on page 330 of your Lutheran service books. You're encouraged now to turn to that page 330 to review those questions as the catechetical preaching takes place. Questions 17 and 18 on page 330. What a great same is taking place between Luther's questions 17 and 18 and the gospel reading for this Holy Maundy Thursday. Question 17 asks, what motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins? Now look at the answer. His great love for his Father and for me and other sinners. It's Christ's love. And Luther then brings forth the sure and certain word of God to be meditated upon, just as he has in previous questions and answers and will in the ones to come. Luther begins with John chapter 14. Here is revealed the love of Christ for his Father, because they are as one, so intertwined that Christ's words are the Father's. And even the Holy Spirit is mentioned within this chapter as being promised. He sent a blessed Trinitarian text. Next, Luther mentions Romans chapter 5 when wanting to rightly reveal Christ's love. In this text of Holy Scripture or chapter, the blessed doctrine of justification by faith begins the chapter. But as Luther's solid answer puts forth Christ's love for you and other sinners, this chapter reveals, quote, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." End quote. A blessed chapter of Holy Scripture that makes clear man's depravity and God's rescue of man through the death of Christ Jesus. In Galatians 2, which Luther directs those being prepared to hear of Christ's love, St. Paul is inspired to write of the trickery of man's sinful flesh, always turning to the ways of works righteousness, being duped into thinking that man can contribute anything toward his salvation, while in actuality, through Paul's writing, God reveals that the only way to eternal life is through Christ's death. He inspires St. Paul to write, quote, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Ephesians 5, then, and that's the end of that quote, obviously. Ephesians 5, then, is the last of the Holy Scripture texts that Luther puts forth as revealing Christ's love. Within this chapter, St. Paul just again writes of Christ's love for sinful mankind, exhorting believers to walk in love. No, not your worldly, selfish, fallen love that is always aimed at the self, but, quote, as Christ has also loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma, end quote. This chapter also is the chapter that reveals marriage as a shadow of Christ, the bridegroom, with his bride, the church. And go figure, what is made known when it comes to Christ's love? Quote, that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, end quote. Christ's love, revealed over and over as involving his sacrifice, his giving of himself, his death, his giving of himself, his service to his Father and to mankind to simply be received. The giving of himself is unavoidable in the Holy Scriptures, and it's the key event that Christ wants his believers to be focused upon. His merits for them, his death for them, his death for you. Most probably think that you should hear of Christ's death only tomorrow, on the day that that offensive event happened, which should then be moved past and barely remembered. But it's called Good Friday. And as Luther makes clear in his use of Holy Scripture, God's love is all about Christ's giving of himself. Christ not only instituted the sacrament of the altar on this night, instituting a proclamation of his death until he comes, something that Luther makes clear in questions 15 and 16, but on this night, Christ also delivered a mandatum novum. Yikes, Latin. It is from where we get the term Maundy. Maundy, Thursday, mandatum novum. It's the beginning of Christ's spoken words in Latin, which say, a new law I give unto you. Even this new law, however, points and gets all of its meaning from Christ's love, which is demonstrated through the giving of himself in death. Hear the transition now from the old law to the new. The old law said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. That in itself reveals just how self-centered God thinks that you are in your sinful flesh. That you are to love others as much as you love yourself. But the new law that Christ delivers is borderline no law at all. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another Christ to die and make full payment for your sins? Answer, his great love for his Father and for me and other sinners, as it is written in John 14, Romans 5, Galatians 2, and Ephesians 5. And those chapters of Holy Scripture reveal God's overflowing love for you, a love that is only known in Christ's passion and death. And to what does that lead? To what does Jesus Christ and Him crucified lead? It leads to God-generating love, or sacrificial forgiveness and mercy toward others. And how does God bring this love about in you? Look at question 18. Why do you wish to go to the sacrament? It could be asked, why does God bring you to go to, or bring you to receive the sacrament? Hear now how Christ's great love or death leads to the love of others. In Luther's answer to question 18, you are brought to go to the altar. Here's the answer. To learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sin, and also learn from Him, that is, from His death, to love God and my neighbor. Christ's death just keeps being put before your eyes through God's divine service to you in word and sacraments. It is no longer loving your neighbor as you love yourself. It is now you being brought to love your neighbor because you've first been loved through the death of Christ. You've first had your justification fully earned for you through the death of Christ. You've first been brought to repentance and belief through the power of God's Word, which proclaims the death of Christ. You've been washed first, clean in the waters of holy baptism, washed through the death of Christ. And lo and behold, that death is what you are continually brought back to. Do you hear how the focus is taken off of you doing? If you are continually focused on Christ's doing, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that is what Christ is explaining to His apostles in the gospel text for this Holy Thursday. He tells Peter that someone who has bathed is not in need of washing his body all over again, but his feet do need continual cleansing. That is, over and over, just like the continual return to or daily remembrance of holy baptism. Just like the continual return to holy absolution, the continual return to God's Word, the continual return to the sacrament of the altar. Again, all pointing to Jesus Christ and Him crucified for you. Without such a return, without God-created faith continuing to draw you by the gospel, without God-created daily and weekly washing, notice it is daily and weekly, not skipping the daily part, not just weekly or monthly or bi-monthly or every 6 months to a year or longer without the God-created daily and weekly washing, the feet will become so soiled that one's walk will undoubtedly go astray. So what is the new law of Christ? It's all about receiving from Him first. Hear His holy word. Partake of His holy sacraments. And simply receive what His merits, what His crucifixion has accomplished for you. Christ crucified is not the focus to allow you to go on sinning. Christ crucified is the focus that continues to serve to you the forgiveness of your sins through words, water, bread, and wine. He serves you first, tearing down the barriers of sin by taking it all upon Him in His death. Being served by Him first, He inevitably brings you to love, even washing the love that you give. And thus, we pray at the conclusion of the sacrament of the altar, we give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love for one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.